Normal labor by All-Star Medics. Course overview. Normal labor is a physiological process characterized by regular and painful uterine contractions that lead to progressive effacement and dilatation of the cervix, followed by the expulsion of the fetus, placenta, and membranes through the birth canal. This expert module equips learners with evidence-based knowledge and practical skills for the clinical management of labor in all its stages, emphasizing maternal and fetal safety, infection prevention, and respectful maternity care. Learning objectives. By the end of this module, learners should be able to define and describe the physiology of normal labor, differentiate and manage the three stages of labor, apply appropriate monitoring and supportive care for both mother and fetus, perform active management of the third stage of labor, AMTSL, and manage immediate postpartum care for both mother and newborn, including HIV-specific considerations. Introduction. Normal labor is a physiological process initiated by regular and painful uterine contractions that result in progressive effacement and dilatation of the cervix. The process leads to the expulsion of the fetus, placenta, and membranes through the birth canal. It occurs spontaneously at term in a cephalic presentation without complications. The essential features include rhythmic uterine contractions, progressive cervical changes, descent of the presenting part, and eventual delivery of the fetus and placenta. Module 2. Stages of labor. Labor is divided into three stages. The first stage extends from the onset of true labor to full cervical dilatation, 10 centimeters. The second stage is from full cervical dilatation to the delivery of the baby. The third stage is from the delivery of the baby to the expulsion of the placenta and membranes. In a primi gravida, the first stage usually lasts between 6 and 18 hours, while in a multi gravida, it may last between 2 and 10 hours. The second stage averages up to 2 hours in a primi gravida and 1 hour in a multi gravida. The third stage normally lasts less than 30 minutes in both. The first stage of labor. The first stage begins with the diagnosis of true labor and ends when the cervix is fully dilated to 10 centimeters. Upon admission, the patient should be assessed to determine whether they are in the latent or active phase. Those in the latent phase may be admitted to the lay-in ward, while those in the active phase should be admitted to the labor suite. The presence of a spouse or supportive relative may be allowed in early labor to provide emotional support. The patient may choose to walk about or lie in the left lateral position for comfort. A full review of antenatal records must be done to identify risk factors such as previous cesarean section or other complications. Encourage the patient to empty their bladder regularly. If indicated, intravenous fluids such as dextrose or normal saline can be administered. Underage patients should have formal consent for possible surgical intervention obtained. Diet during labor should be restricted to light liquids and semi-solid meals. In rare circumstances, a soap enema or mild laxative may be used to empty the bowel. Analgesia may be given when required. Pethidine 100 mg intramuscularly or fentanyl 100 micrograms may be used when cervical dilatation is less than 6 cm. Promethazine 25 mg stat can be given to counter nausea and vomiting associated with pethidine. If pethidine is administered less than 4 hours before delivery, the newborn should be monitored for respiratory depression, and naloxone 10 micrograms per kilogram may be given to the neonate if necessary. Maternal and fetal well-being must be monitored closely. Once the active phase is established, a partograph should be opened and used to monitor progress of labor, including cervical dilatation, contractions, fetal heart rate, and maternal vital signs. Prepare the necessary equipment for delivery, such as delivery packs, resuscitator, and ensure the neonatal intensive care team is available if needed. Module 4, the second stage of labor. The second stage begins with full cervical dilatation and ends with a complete delivery of the baby. The preferred delivery position should be discussed with the mother, though lithotomy is most common. Strict aseptic technique must be observed. Hands should be washed, double gloves worn, the vulva and perineum swabbed with antiseptic, and the patient properly draped. The mother should be encouraged to push in synchrony with uterine contractions. When the fetal head crowns, the perineum should be supported gently with the right hand using a pad, while the left hand controls the delivery of the head by flexing it to prevent perineum tears. Once the head is delivered, the face should be wiped or suctioned with a penguin sucker, especially if meconium is present. Check for the presence of a cord around the neck. If the cord is loose, it can be slipped over the baby's head. If tight and non-reducible, it should be double clamped and cut before delivery of the shoulders. After restitution and external rotation of the head, gentle downward traction should be applied to deliver the anterior shoulder, followed by upward movement to deliver the posterior shoulder. The baby should then be delivered onto the mother's abdomen and covered with a clean cloth or nappy to maintain warmth. Delayed cord clamping should be practiced. Clamp and cut the cord after approximately 1 minute, the golden minute, to allow for optimal placental transfusion. The third stage of labor. The third stage extends from the delivery of the baby to the delivery of the placenta and membranes. The recommended practice is active management of the third stage of labor, AMTSL. Immediately after the baby's delivery, place a kidney dish near the perineum. Palpate their abdomen to rule out a second baby. Give oxytocin, 10 IU intramuscularly on the lateral thigh within 1 minute of delivery. Ergometrin, 0.5 mg IM, may be used as an alternative where oxytocin is unavailable, but it is contraindicated in patients with hypertension or cardiac disease. Await uterine contraction, then perform controlled cord traction while applying counter traction suprapubically, following the curve of the pelvis. When the placenta and membranes reach the vulva, twist them gently to ensure complete removal. Place the placenta and membranes in the kidney dish and inspect them for completeness and abnormalities. Estimate the blood loss and record findings. Inspect the vulva, vagina, and perineum for any tears or lacerations and repair if necessary. Assess uterine tone to ensure adequate contraction. Immediate postpartum care. Immediately after delivery, monitor the mother's vital signs, blood pressure, pulse rate, and respiratory rate every 15 minutes for the first 2 hours, then every 30 minutes for 1 hour, and hourly for the next 3 hours. Continue to assess uterine tone and vaginal bleeding. Encourage the mother to empty her bladder regularly. Promote early bonding by initiating skin-to-skin contact between mother and baby within the first hour of delivery. Encourage early and exclusive breastfeeding within this same period. Keep the baby warm and dry. For HIV-positive mothers, ensure they continue combination antiretroviral therapy, CART, and provide ART prophylaxis to the newborn according to national guidelines. Key point summary. Normal labor is a physiological process divided into 3 stages. The first stage involves cervical dilatation and effacement. The second stage encompasses the delivery of the baby. And the third stage concludes with the expulsion of the placenta and membranes. Proper management includes close monitoring of maternal and fetal well-being, maintaining aseptic technique, effective pain management, active management of the third stage to prevent postpartum hemorrhage, and attentive postnatal care, promoting bonding and breastfeeding.